this is Gary, and this is a late episode of I'll Have a Beer and Talk, a show where I have a beer and talk about technology and other cool things that I find on the internet. I had a confluence of day job and papermaking job obligations take over my entire weekend, so I planned on making an 8-ounce episode, but now I'm contending with ongoing issues with my very own private dental health, so I need to rest for a little bit. I'm not out of the woods yet, but hopefully the fix will be cheap and quick. Anyway, to apologize for being late, here's a very special episode of I'll Have a Beer and Talk. Long-time listeners, if they exist, know that I occasionally run across oddball stories about fast food companies using technology, usually in strange and disturbing ways, to promote their brand and hope to get you to come eat their foods. I call it pizza tech, simply because Domino's Pizza has been the most dominant fast food joint doing these kinds of things. Three stories popped up in the pizza tech vein, so here is the first ever I'll Have a Beer and Talk Pizza Tech Extravaganza! But first, let me get a beer. Fun fact, it's just about 100 degrees Fahrenheit here in Portland, Oregon at the time I am recording this, and it will get up to 110 degrees over the next 2 days, so the randomizer, which is a machine I made to randomly select the beer for me, is out of commission for the duration of the heat wave. I did not think it needed to keep cool in order to operate, but here we are. I'll have to randomly pick a beer with my eyes closed, like a commoner. All right. Eyes are closed. Here we go. Aha. Okay. Got one. The beer that I myself have randomly selected is Highland Brewing Company's Highland IPA, a 7% ABV India Pale Ale. So it's very appropriately named. Since I've explained what India Pale Ales are a couple times already in the show's past, and I'm sure you know what they are, I will read to you the label of this fine brew. A statement. From Appalachia. American Chinook, Citra, and Centennial hops from the Pacific Northwest shine in our West Coast-style IPA. A sturdy malt bill frames hints of tropical fruit, lemon rind, grapefruit, and dank hop notes. Brilliant and golden in color, expect a dry, resiny, citrusy finish. Okay, let's switch to the beer mic and open the bottle. Well, the description is true. It is kind of golden color, has a little off-white head, and it smells very, very resiny. Yum, yum. That is a very unique IPA. It's got a kind of a almost caramely kind of aftertaste. That's fantastic. Now, Domino's may have created pizza tech for me, but their dominant position is starting to slide away because Kentucky Fried Chicken has just been going crazy over the past few months with their weird tech ideas. Their most recent madness, according to The Verge, is a co-branding with Mountain Dew, and is actually only happening in India. What is it, you ask? A chicken box that doubles as a Bluetooth-enabled game controller compatible with Android and iOS. It is called the Gamer's Box 2.0, which in renders appears to be about 9 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches, and looks like an ordinary paper box, but has what appear to be two halves of a game controller stuck to the sides, the left-hand controller on the left and the right-hand one on the right, and a special mount on the top, which holds your Mountain Dew when you order the chicken sandwich that comes in the box. The Dew mount also doubles as a phone mount, so you can put your phone in a place of the soda and control a game with a chicken box. If you really want to do that. As with most of these weird promotional tech devices, it is limited in quantity to 10 units? Yes, just 10 units. People who really want the Gamer's Box 2.0 just need to go to any of KFC India or Mountain Dew India's social media feeds, be it Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, in order to enter to win. And there's no mention of there being a geographical lockout, so go for it. You know you want to get one of these. But if a Bluetooth game controller chicken box doesn't tickle your fancy, how about a cardboard drinks tray that doubles as a speaker? That's what McDonald's did. It's a partnership with the University of Waterloo's Audio Research Group and Stack Lab, according to Fandroid.com. Although these were only available on July 28th at Toronto, Canada's Woodbine Beach, so sorry to get your hopes up. Anyway, the drinks tray was engineered to amplify your phone's audio output using just acoustics, no power required. You can get a similar effect by putting your phone in an empty glass. The shape causes the sound to reverberate and be naturally amplified. So when you finish your glass of beer, you can put your phone in the glass and wreck your phone and listen to louder music coming from it if you really want to do that. Well, if you're like me, you don't want to do that at all. Might I suggest getting into a Lyft and enjoying taco mode? Business Insider reports that Taco Bell and Lyft have partnered up on offering rides in a special taco-themed car fleet for when you want to make a run for the border between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. So why the hell did they choose that time frame? Well, according to Foursquare, a full 14.8% of Taco Bell's customers visited a Taco Bell between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., which is also the time frame when most people leave the bar and call for a Lyft. And speaking as a person that does occasionally like to get drunk at night, something that you do in fact crave is Taco Bell. We realize that for every person who has asked their Lyft driver to make a pit stop at Taco Bell, and we've seen many, there are likely those who weren't sure if this was possible, Taco Bell CMO Marissa Thalberg said in a statement. With the advent of this fantastic partnership with Lyft, we will erase any lingering uncertainty and celebrate the ability to ride through in taco mode. Taco mode Lyft vehicles will allow the customer to order ahead for Taco Bell while being ferried there, and will also include a custom in-car menu and free Doritos Locos tacos. Lyft's taco mode is in the testing phase right now in Orange County, California. The first test was July 27th through the 29th, but don't worry. Test 2 will take place from August 3rd to the 5th. Lyft and Taco Bell also plan to expand the service across the United States in 2018. Maybe I'll overcome my fear of car sharing and try out a taco mode Lyft if they come to Portland. Although I'd have to do that between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. I can do it. And that's it for the Pizza Tech Extravaganza. Please visit my sponsor, Pulp & Deckel, for all your handmade papermaking wants and desires by going to pulpanddeckel.com. That is pulpanddeckle.com. And might I suggest that you also think about supporting me directly by visiting patreon.com/ihabitradio. That is patreon.com/ihabitradio. If you like the show, you can give me $1 a month. Huh? And as always, please tell your family, friends, neighbors, plants, aliens, and Lyft drivers about the show, and that they can find it on Google Play Music, on iTunes, on Podomatic, on Stitcher, and on Spreaker. And please send me feedback, story suggestions, and beer recommendations to Gary@pulpanddeckel.com, or on the Twitters and Instagram at iHabitRadio, or even on the Facebook at facebook.com/iHabitRadio. It's time for me to go. I will see you in the future. Bye-bye!